Welcome to Get Sleepy, where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. My name's Thomas, and it's my pleasure to be your host. I'll be narrating tonight's dreamy tale, which takes us to a magical place full of beauty and colour. You'll explore the fields and forests of the world of dreams and see many spectacular sights along the way. You might even make a new friend while you're there. Before we begin tonight's story, a big thank you goes to our sponsor for this episode, Apollo Neuro. Apollo Neuro is a wearable device that you can have on your wrist or ankle, and it pairs with an easy-to-use smartphone app, allowing you to customize the settings of your wearable to suit the time of day and what you want to get out of it. Developed by neuroscientists and physicians, Apollo delivers gentle, soothing vibrations that condition your nervous system to recover and rebalance after stress. That's why I particularly like to use it of an evening when I'm trying to relax and unwind from the busyness of work. The Apollo wearable improves the way your body manages stress and helps you calm your mind and body so you can get a good night's rest. It's like a wearable hug for your nervous system. Our listeners can get an amazing deal with $35 off the Apollo wearable at apolloneuro.com/getsleepy. That's $35 off at apolloneuro.com/getsleepy. apolloneuro.com/getsleepy. Okay, friends, let's settle in and take a moment to unwind so we can drift into tonight's peaceful dream world. First with our story, and then in our own sleep. Just remember, first of all, that there's no need to put any pressure on yourself to fall asleep. You can listen along for as much time as you like. And even if you're like me, then you tend to take a fair old while to drift off properly. It's okay. All you need to focus on is making yourself comfortable and relaxed. So feel free to shuffle in bed and get as cozy as can be. Let's take a few deep breaths together, drawing in a sense of calm with the inhale and letting go of any pressure or tension with the steady exhale. Breathing calm. Release pressure. Release tension. Whether there's disruption in the mind or excess energy in the body, you can gradually filter it out as you draw in that greater sense of calm and let go of everything else. Simply follow the sound of my voice as I read this story tonight, and invite your imagination to envision our magical dream world in whatever way makes sense to you. So let's begin in a special place where dreams are real. tonight, we find ourselves in the realm of dreams, known as the dream world. It's a magical place where all of our imaginings play out. Everything is much brighter and more whimsical than what we usually encounter in our ordinary day-to-day lives. This realm exists outside of the normal plane of existence. It's only accessible through our dreams. It's a place where our imaginations are given free rein and all boundaries are lifted. Anything is possible. Not even the sky is the limit. The dream world may not be a tangible place, or one we can pinpoint on a map, but it is somewhere we visit every night. While tonight's adventure is likely different from other dreams you've had, that's normal for the dream world. It's a place that's ever-changing, always shifting, and molding itself to what we and others need. Even things that don't exist in the natural world can come to life here in our dreams. The laws of the universe are suspended. Surreal experiences, like flying or having superpowers, happen during our nightly forays into this dreamscape. The dream world, like any magical place, has its fair share of fantastical creatures and qualities. We might encounter bunnies that fly, or trees that sing. It's where all our favourite things exist, whether or not they do in everyday life. With that, let's journey there now, to this place where anything and everything is possible, and see what we can find. As you enter the dream world, you find yourself on a dirt path, lined on both sides by glistening expanses of emerald green grass. Every blade of grass is decorated with tiny droplets of dew, shining in the morning sun. A white picket fence extends along the dirt path. The brown terrain feels soft and comfortable under your feet. It makes a satisfying crunch as you step on the crumbling dirt. Together, the fence and the path guide you onwards into the dream world. Soon, you begin to see the full landscape taking shape. There are all kinds of trees here, standing like sentinels around you. Some are tall and spindly, while others have grand, thick trunks that are gnarled with age. There are dark brown trees, white trees, and even more in shades of lilac and rose. Their branches are decorated with vibrant leaves, and they droop with the weight of clusters of luscious orange and yellow fruit. There is a light breeze which carries with it the scent of orange blossoms and peaches so ripe and juicy you can almost taste them. Peeking over the horizon is the sun. Its warm rays tickle your cheeks. You close your eyes to savor its touch, lost in a reverie of complete bliss and calm. Then you feel a gentle change in the air. As soon as you open your eyes, you are met by the friendly gaze of a small, fluffy white dog standing on the path, shimmering in the light. She is one of the magical creatures who lives here, and she's come to welcome you to the dream world. You reach out and give her a scratch on the head. She wags her tail and then cocks her head to the side and lets out a gentle bark. You follow her gaze down the well-worn trail. It's as though she's giving you a nudge to go out and explore. You thank your new friend, who spins around once before trotting off to join her friends, the other magical creatures who call this wondrous place home. Some of them soon come into view in the distance. There are dragons and birds that sparkle silver and gold, shining white unicorns and majestic winged horses. But they aren't the only surprise here in the dream world. Looking up, you realize there are not one, but two suns in the turquoise blue sky. You pause for a moment to take it all in. One sun has started making its descent below the horizon, while the other is now moving higher in the sky. The light from both suns casts everything in an ethereal glow. Every tree and every creature is suffused in gold. Horses in the fields toss back their manes. Kangaroos hop through the grass. And all kinds of furry animals take to the sky with glittery wings that reflect the light. Every sight is mesmerizing, and the scents are just as wonderful. You smell hints of jasmine, lavender, and other soothing fragrances you've never even encountered before. You also become aware of the sounds of birds chirping and animals skittering through the fields. Your senses are heightened, and you cannot get enough of the sights, smells, and sounds. It's a dream come true. And you wonder if you've stumbled upon paradise itself. You twirl around slowly, your arms outstretched, soaking everything in. All the colors of the rainbow are here. The bright yellow-orange orbs of the two suns illuminate the sky. Looking up, you notice that the sky itself is a cascade of varying shades of blue now, interspersed with gold. You notice even more pastel-coloured trees dotting the verdant land, along with wildflowers in pink, purple, and teal. All of a sudden, out of the corner of your eye, you become aware of a blur of white streaking past. Then, the little dog appears by your side again. She's trotting happily, as though playfully encouraging you to continue on. You scratch her head, and she wags her tail with joy, before running off once more to join her friends. As you pass dazzling trees, you see curtains of teal and pale pink leaves drifting lazily down from their branches. Some catch the breeze to settle on your shirt. It's a shower of vibrant colour. Joyfully, you move towards the trees and smile as you catch one before it hits the ground. For a moment, you study it closely. It seems to shimmer with its own inner light. As you hold it up to the sky, you see its colour shift ever so slightly. The iridescent leaf flows between teal and pink as you slowly twirl it in your fingertips. You smile as it moves and changes before letting it go and watching it drift down to join the other leaves blanketing the ground. Continuing on your way, you amble along until you reach a fork in the road. Here, you find an old wooden signpost. The left arrow points the way you've been walking, but the right points to a dark green forest, a land of many deeply shadowed trees. Gazing over the forest in the distance, you see that the sky has begun to change once again. Evening is approaching in this dreamy place, though you're sure it must still be morning somewhere else in this land. Looking up, high above the treetops, you can make out numerous planets of various sizes and colours doing a celestial dance. And there are countless luminous stars twinkling overhead. You find that you can't come up with the words to describe such otherworldly beauty. All you can do is stare in awe at the contrast. With your finger, you trace the shapes of the silver stars in the sky. A blanket of peace settles upon the land. You can feel it deep within you. A shooting star falls from the heavens, and you immediately make a wish as it quickly fades into the horizon. Walking into the thick forest, the sweet scent of flowers greets you. Their fragrance is so perfectly delicate that it soothes the soul. The trees are castles of wood all around you, some wreathed in ivy, with their gnarled roots twisting along the forest floor. The smell of pine accentuates the distinct aroma of the earth. You feel instantly that this is a forest you want to know, all of its nooks and crannies. The stars shine in the sky like silver petals as the sun dips lower on the horizon. Meanwhile, the moon begins to peek through the branches of the tallest trees. The forest is like a painting come to life. Just as the final red-orange rays of the sun shine between the lowest parts of the tree trunks, moonlight sparkles through the canopy. Moonbeams shine on the backsides of the leaves, which shimmer like crystal. They create polka dot patterns on the ground. Each spot is a brushstroke of colour, a kaleidoscope of varying shades of green, blue, and silver. Your footsteps fall softly as you continue through the forest. You notice the crisp snap of twigs underneath your feet and the faint rustling of leaves in the breeze. The forest is full of life. Somewhere in the distance is the hoot of an owl, followed by the barely audible croak of a frog. You hear the constant sound of a breeze and the gentle gurgling of a small creek. Lilting birdsong drifts down from the canopy. As you walk on, you're struck by the size and majesty of the timeless trees around you. They tower high into the night sky until they disappear. The atmosphere here is so calm and tranquil. Keen to take it all in, you continue on into the thicket of foliage. All of a sudden, the path is lit up by what seem to be glittering jewels. You wonder what could possibly be creating this magical glow. Then, you see that the glow is coming from the rocks, twigs, and ground itself. It's as though everything here has an inner radiance that shines when the moon comes out. The sun has now fully disappeared below the horizon. For some time now, the moon has been taking its place, climbing slowly into the indigo, star-dappled sky. Though night has fallen, birds continue to chirp, and the gentle breeze caresses your cheek. The foliage around you sways ever so slightly. Hints of campfire smoke tickle your nose. The smell is intoxicating. Being here reminds you of your favorite moments in nature. This place is cozy and welcoming, stunning and mesmerizing all at once. You're eager to see what lies ahead. The path becomes even more luminous, and you pause, transfixed by the ethereal glow of the light coming from all the objects around you. Now, every one of the trees and plants is outlined by a dazzling light. And when you look down, you gasp, seeing that you too are glowing, from your fingers all the way down to your toes. You flex your hands and move them through the air, in awe of the shine that dances across your skin. Then, looking up, you see that mountains have magically risen beyond the trees and are now towering on either side of the nearby forest. It's as if they've grown out of the ground. They twinkle majestically in the pearly white sheen of the rising moon. The moonlight casts huge shadows onto the ground, where the glow of the plants, rocks, and dirt is even brighter. This place is pure magic, you realize. There are so many things that are familiar here, but that have been transformed into a more wondrous version of themselves. Walking further into the woods, you soon stumble upon a trail jutting off the path, slightly hidden from view. You don't even try to resist the urge to explore. You turn onto it, hoping it will lead you to new, fantastic sights. Feeling happy and tranquil, you start off down the moonlit trail, humming to yourself. The little white dog joins you one last time, wagging its tail as it trots by. It lets out a gentle bark in your direction. You wave good night to your new friend. As you continue on, the earthy scent of fresh soil, tinged with pine, fills the air. You inhale deeply. This place feels clean and rejuvenating, as though it's breathing life into you as you take calming breaths. Now that night has fallen, you can hear the patter of small paws and the quiet beating of wings. Somewhere in the distance, a mockingbird sings. The nocturnal creatures are coming out of their nests and dens. As you round a bend in the path, fireflies light up the way ahead. It's as though a thousand tiny fairy lights are sparkling in the woods around you, twinkling on and off as you pass by. Your feet crunch the earth, and your heart tingles in anticipation for what you'll encounter next. Then you notice the distinct sound of rushing water somewhere close. You're unsure what is making the sound, but one thing is certain. You're eager to find out. You feel drawn to the water, just as you were drawn to the dark forest and the firefly path. The sight that greets you next is surreal. It's a waterfall, just as luminous as everything else you've seen on this path. The water tumbles down in glassy sheets that shimmer in the delicate moonlight. In this moment, you feel like you're living in a fairy tale. You smile and soak in the incredible view. These moments will stay with you forever. Happy and carefree, you turn around once more, holding out your arms. You close your eyes, feeling at one with this magical dream world. Your sense of peace and calm is so deep, you start to feel tired. In this place, the pull of sleep is irresistible. As soon as the thought crosses your mind, you feel a little change in the air. When you open your eyes, you see a cozy bed has magically appeared in front of you, with plush pillows and warm blankets. You crawl in and make yourself comfortable. The bed feels absolutely wonderful after your dreamy adventure. Slowly, the rush of water and chorus of nightly sounds softly begins to fade. With a sigh, you close your eyes and let visions of the dream world drift through your mind. You imagine the moon and stars shining brightly. You see unicorns running through a grassy field, with pastel leaves drifting from the trees all around. And you see the friendly face of a little white dog, encouraging you to go and explore. And then, before you know it, you fall into a deep and peaceful sleep.